760-729-1000. This limited time offer is yours. Just call Dave at 760-729-1000. Call now.
This program does not necessarily express the views of the Astor Broadcast Group, its management, or advertisers.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert, and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
Hello, welcome to Ron Siegel Home and Finance Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, and even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the most important show on radio because I am looking out for you and thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted advice. That's my message, and I will be delivering it every day. We have a very focused show. We only chat about items that affect the roof over your head, your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. And just so you'll know this morning, so you don't have to change the channels, we are on baby watch. We will keep you alerted if there is a baby to report. But before we get to that, please join me in welcoming our featured guest today, John Sabarin, C.B. Richard Ellis. Welcome, John.
Thank you very much, Ron.
And a repeat offender, Lisa Swartz, Fidelity National Title. Welcome, Lisa.
Morning, Ron.
Real quick reminder of the goals of the show: to build a housing market by teaching you the opportunities of this marketplace.
More money, more money, more money.
To protect you, the big banks, the media, the salesmen. This is the place where you can get the information you need to make educated decisions.
I got a bad feeling about this.
To enhance your lifestyle, we'll let the rest of the media sell negativity. We're in here to have fun and celebrate life.
Nothing like a little air superiority.
Again, let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it. While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any need today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. And Ron's rant this morning. No, the breaking news is not about the baby, but it is about the not-so-happy meal. How about McDonald's missing their numbers today? Would think that it would have an impact on the markets, but you know something? The markets are not having the impact there because we know why, you know why. If you've been listening to Ron Siegel Radio, you know the entire market is dependent on one man. Hard to believe that the entire Dow Jones, NASDAQ, everything that you're seeing in the economy is dependent on Ben Bernanke. And what happened today to let you know that Mr. Bernanke is going to keep on keeping? Kind of interesting. The housing numbers came out this morning, got a miss on what we expected on existing home sales. We expected a poor number. It was even worse. Why would the market go up based on that information? Well, real simple. We know that there is very little increase in jobs. We know that you're having to spend more money for your health care. We're going to talk about that. Unless you're one of those folks who are getting part of the $990,000 federal grant for Los Angeles school teachers and students, really? We're going to talk about that as well. But unless you're one of those folks, you just don't have any money. And it doesn't matter because Ben has $85 billion a month to spend. Even Lisa could help Ben spend $85 billion a month, couldn't you, Lisa?
I think I could work on that, Ron.
You'd manage that one. Spending $85 billion a month, he pulls it out of thin air. You're going to have to pay it back at some point in time. The piper will have to be paid. But that is what is happening. That's why McDonald's miss hurts their shareholders, but their stock will come back again. How about this number in the news? I don't know if you caught this one. $990,000 federal grant to teach high school students in Los Angeles how to promote Obamacare. Can you believe that one?
This is ridiculous.
High school students in Los Angeles, and it says right in the report that even though their test scores are below average on their eighth grade reading and math tests, they will soon be encouraged to learn how to sell Obamacare to their families. 990,000 is only part of it. That's what's going to Los Angeles School District. It's part of a $43 million federal grant, and you get to pay for it. Think about that one. But you know something? I guess it's not too bad because we know that your premiums, your family's premiums on average, are going up $1,975 since Obamacare passed. This was supposed to be the plan that's going to save us money, right? President did tell us, though, that we're going to get a $100 rebate. That's kind of like going to Vegas. When you go to Vegas and you put in five coins and you get two and say, I won, well, pay $1,975, you get a $100 rebate. I think I would make that trade every day. How many of you would like me to send you a $100 check after you send me $1,975? I will do that all day long. I don't even need a financial advisor to help me understand that one. But that is the federal government. And you know something? We are going to hear a lot about how great our economy is. The president is going to start a series of speeches on Wednesday. He wants to talk about the expanding manufacturing. He wants to talk about signing up uninsured for health care, broadening economic opportunities for preschoolers and college students. Now, I don't know what kind of economic opportunities there would be for preschoolers, but that's on the information they're putting out from the White House. And they didn't mention the fact about that $1.1 trillion student loan debt that's coming, and it's really just stopping people from being able to buy a house. Just amazing. And he also is going to talk about revitalizing the housing industry. I wonder if anybody can possibly brief the president. Maybe he's listening this morning. Ben Bernanke is doing everything he can to revitalize the housing industry. It's his administration that is killing it. How is he killing it? Well, we talk about the government-sponsored entities, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, FHA, all raising their prices. I wonder if the president was at Columbia University or when he was at Columbia University, did they talk about supply and demand? Increased prices, sales drop? Well, Mr. Bernanke is decreasing the cost of housing by keeping the interest rates artificially low. I just had this conversation this weekend talking about someone wanting to buy a new house, a starter home, recent college graduates. And I said, well, you have to figure your interest rate's going to be about 5.7% effective rate. And they just couldn't believe that.
It is what it is.
Well, if you get an FHA loan in the low fours and then you add the 1.3% mortgage insurance premium, even those eighth graders are going to be teaching us about Obamacare. They probably know that if you take 4.5 and add 1.3, you're going to get 5.8. Is that close or what? People just don't want to understand that. And unfortunately, the administration doesn't want to understand that because they are doing everything they can do to counteract everything that Mr. Bernanke is trying to do. We are going to talk about that. We're going to talk about flipping houses, buying that commercial real estate, maybe even leasing it. What do you need to know? I don't know it. You're listening to Ron Siegel, Home and Finance Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. Thank goodness we have specialists in these fields to talk with us this morning. You can reach me anytime. Call our off-air number, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us on Facebook as well at Ron Siegel Radio or on Twitter at Ron Siegel, S-I-E-G-E-L. Stay tuned to Ron Siegel Home and Finance Radio. We'll be back in just a few.
Our house in the middle of our street. Our house in the middle of our... I remember when I came and everything was true when we would have such a very good time, such a fine time, such a happy time. And I remember how it was like, we went to stay away, then we'd say nothing would come between us.
If you've been waiting to refinance, what are you waiting for? Loans under $417,000, 30-year fixed rates, are now in the low to mid threes. 15-year rates are in the high twos and low threes. And if you will be moving in the next 3 to 5 years, we have 5-year hybrid rates in the mid twos. How much lower can they go? Lows like these may not come our way again for a very long time. Does your family deserve to take advantage of these rates while you can? To learn more about these exciting opportunities and all the other financing products, contact the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. 1-800-306-1990. Direct to the Siegel Lending Team or visit ronsiegelradio.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS 6066 and 217037.
Southern California attorneys have over 15,000 real estate agents to call in Orange County for their personal and professional needs. Why do they overwhelmingly call Melinda Johnson? Simple. It's the Melinda Johnson trifecta. Melinda Johnson is an attorney, real estate broker, and real estate agent. Does your family deserve the same professional services California lawyers demand? Call Melinda Johnson at 714-863-5485. That's 714-863-5485 or on the web at freedomfirstproperties.com.
Mark Renaro, General Manager, Connell Nissan Costa Mesa, with an important offer. We have just received our first 2014 GTR. We have one of the largest allocations in the United States for GTR and will offer you the absolute best price and best selection. Please go to ConnellNissan.com today. Connell Nissan has been the number one GTR dealer in the USA for over 3 years. Connell Nissan is conveniently located 1 mile south of the 405 on Harbor Boulevard in Costa Mesa.
Bored with your home decor? Do you need to spice things up? Do your spaces feel cluttered or caught in a time warp but you don't know where to start? Accent Positives can help. We offer a variety of services that can help you find your style and whip your spaces into shape by making simple and affordable changes. We offer design, personal shopping, organization, and color consultation services at rates that won't bust your budget. We also offer home staging services to selling homeowners and realtors. To see all our services, visit Accent Positives on the web at fixyourspaces.com or call 951-833-8529. That's fixyourspaces.com or call 951-833-8529. And visit Accent Positives on Facebook.
Listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Home and Finance Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted advice. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. 1990 in the Mortgage Minute today, brought to you today by the Siegel Lending Team. If you're ready for that first home, new home, bigger home, maybe it's time to downsize. Call Barbara, Siegel Lending Team. She's got almost every kind of program you can imagine to help you get that new house. What's happening in the mortgage market? Well, I shared with you that we took a big spike. We were going up way, way too fast. We went from that 1.6 10-year treasury up to a little over 2.7 in a short period of time. Can't sustain those kind of numbers, especially when you understand the fact that you cannot fight the Fed. All the way, as far as I can remember, in any kind of finance, the term is don't fight the Fed. They want rates low. They will keep them low no matter what you and I do. Existing home sales today came out expecting a $5.25 million average. We got to 5.08. It was down 1.1% month on month. What does that mean? Now, listen to one of the financial stations today, and they had some real estate quasi-guru, or claiming to be a guru, saying that interest rates would not affect housing. Really? How in the world could anybody that has any knowledge of housing purchase market say that interest rates will not affect? When you get a 25% or 30% increase in rates, it's not going to affect housing. Her assertion was there's nothing for anybody to buy, so that's why the numbers went down. Hogwash.
This is ridiculous.
People will always buy at the right price. People will always sell at the right price. A great real estate agent will find a house if you're willing to pay for it, I promise you. If you don't know a great real estate agent, or if your agent says there's nothing available, find a new one. Call us, 800-306-1990. When interest rates go up, prices go down. It is a fact. Sales will go down. It is a fact. You wonder why you haven't seen so many refi commercials on the radio and TV lately. They've all switched to the purchase money. They know that you have to buy a house. Refinancing only happens when the rates are down. I don't know why they put these people on there and don't vet them to see if they know what they're talking about, but it is what it is. And that is the Mortgage Minute being brought to you by the Siegel Lending Team. Let's get to our conversation this morning that I want to learn about. I always assume that if I want to know something, you want to know it. I am the same as you. I am fitting right in the middle of the demographic of our constituency, our listening base. I am the same as you. I've got kids in the high school, college range. I've got parents that I'm looking after as well. Working a career, similar to you, got a business going, similar to you. Where are you going to put your business? That's the topic that we're going to chat about today. How do you find a location? Where does it all start? We're talking this morning to John Sabrin, C.B. Richard Ellis, a longtime experienced professional in commercial real estate. And if you look at the companies that John's worked with, it's like the who's who that you see down here. I like some of these, John.
Well, I'm getting older, so the list is getting longer, but it's getting older too with me.
Well, we're all getting a little older. That's a good thing. I was listening to the radio on the way to the studio this morning, and one of the commentators made the comment, "It's a good day. I'm on the right side of the grass."
If you're buying or leasing real estate today, it's a good time, especially in Orange County. The rental rates have not really ticked up yet. And neither have the prices. However, that is changing because, as you talked about earlier, supply and demand. We have not built any new office space, which is mostly what I focus on. We really haven't even built any industrial space here in Orange County. And so what's happening is the supply is tightening. The vacancy rates are dropping to about 12% for Class A office. Once you get in that 10% range, you will see prices start to increase and you'll see rates start to go up.
So 10% is basically our magic number that we're looking at when we talk about real estate office space.
Right. For office space, that's the buyer, you know, switching from a buyer's market to a seller's market.
Interesting. So now I wonder, because, you know, we're talking Orange County right now, and I don't know how this is going to affect our San Diego and Inland Empire, but let's focus on Orange County. In 2005, 2006, 2007, during the days when if you could fog a mirror, you could get a loan, there was probably, I don't know, 10,000-20,000 loan officers and mortgage companies in Orange County. Those guys all were spending money like drunken sailors, and then I saw all their equipment at auction. Is that the space that's finally starting to get absorbed?
Yeah, that was a lot of the space in Orange County that came back that really wrecked the market down here were the big lenders that were leasing. You know, they had started their offices in 10,000 feet. They went to 20, and then they expected so much growth, they were leasing 300,000 square feet. And a lot of those companies never fully moved into those office spaces as the economy crashed.
So that's where we're starting to finally absorb.
Yeah, most of that has been absorbed because we haven't built anything since 2008, and companies are slowly picking those spaces up. There's actually not a lot of what we call full floor availabilities where you can get large contiguous blocks of space. There's still a lot of smaller spaces. So if you have a small business, I think you're going to have it's still going to be a tenant's market for some time, and that's in Orange County, San Diego. Inland Empire has got a lot of vacancy. LA's got a lot of vacancy.
I'm going to ask you a kind of an off-topic question, but it's something that's always intrigued me. When I drive by some of these big buildings, 10, 15, 20-story buildings, and it has the name of a company on the top, does that mean that they have the whole building?
It does not.
It does not. That's just an illusion?
It's an illusion. They typically have a fairly decent share of the building. You know, sometimes they may own the building. They may occupy the whole building. But usually if a company, let's say a building has 10 floors and there's 7 tenants in the building and one of the tenants has 2 of the floors, they're the big fish in that pond, they'll probably negotiate building top signage. That's a right you need to negotiate. You need to get the right to, if you sublease the space, you want to be able to pass that right on to your subtenant, things like that. But it's a right you negotiate.
Interesting. So I'm learning something new. So that isn't okay. And that, so that's negotiable. Now, that kind of brings us to another point, though, because when we were talking just before we went on air this morning, we were chatting about being able to negotiate like CC&Rs, and
yeah,
that was kind of surprising to me because I'm in a real residential type guy.
Yeah, I mean, in residential, it's a lot of the same things apply in commercial, but it's just a little bit more detail in commercial. So if you were buying, I have a client right now buying an office building from a developer, and the developer has several parcels. And as we're negotiating the purchase price and the purchase and sale agreement, we're also negotiating the CC&Rs because the CC&Rs are they are what govern what people can do within the project, the different owners, parking rights, who's going to maintain common areas, things like that. So those are open for negotiation as well in commercial.
So I guess it goes back to the same as many other areas of our financial lives. We really need somebody that's got experience knowing what we can get away with, what's normal and customary, maybe just what that developer is trying to put over on us.
That's true. I mean, most developers are in, just like a housing developer, they're in it to make a profit. So they're gonna use their expertise to benefit themselves. So it's really important that you find a good commercial agent when you are looking to lease or buy office space.
What do I need to know when I'm chatting with a commercial agent to know if they're a good agent?
Probably the best thing is just experience. It takes a long time in this business to learn all the ins and outs of the business because the documents are complicated. You want an agent that's got a good team behind them, that has good relationships with the attorneys that negotiate these deals, because it's not like you're just signing a purchase and sale agreement. It's usually very well negotiated over many weeks and sometimes $15,000, $20,000, $30,000 in legal fees just to negotiate the purchase and sale contract.
Wow.
And on a lease, it's much the same. A lot of these leases can be 25 to even over 100 pages.
A lease of over 100 pages.
Right.
Wow.
Well, you think about all the different things that are in a lease. You've got, obviously the rent and the term, but what about options to expand, rights to terminate, signage language, special parking rights, the exhibits that go along in detail, all of the things that you negotiate. They take a lot of time.
I'll tell you, I got asked to help with some research on a lease the very beginning of this month because the tenant in the building wanted to use an acceptable use permit, and they had to have copies of easements and things. So you got to make sure that you've got a good relationship with not only your commercial agent that specializes in the leases, but they need to know how to find the information that makes sure you're acquiring space that you can actually use for your intended
purpose, your
thank
business.
Thank you, purpose, your business.
Your business.
But yeah, we had to dig up those for them. So
right, and title's huge in commercial because you are looking at things like CC&Rs, and there can be multiple sets of CC&Rs. There's a master declarant as the developer, but there's also those may be subject to other CC&Rs from an earlier developer that see a wider cover a wider area.
Interesting information about commercial real estate. I'm going to find out more about the specialists of commercial real estate. Is there such a thing? And how about flipping? Is the market going up or down in flipping? We're going to talk about that also. You're listening to Ron Siegel, Home and Finance Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. Remember to reach me anytime. Call our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. I'll put you in touch with John as well if you're looking for some commercial real estate. Stay tuned to Ron Siegel, Home and Finance Radio. We'll be back in just a few.
If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset, and the mortgage is your largest debt. At the Siegel Lending Team, we would like to tell you about some amazing financing opportunities available right now. Jumbo fixed-rate loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4.25%, 15-year rates below 3.75%, and if you can believe it, 5-year hybrids in the high 2s. Lows like these may not come our way again for a long time. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about these exciting opportunities and all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. 1-800-306-1990, 1-800-306-1990, or visit ronsiegelradio.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 6066 and 217037.
Southern California attorneys have over 15,000 real estate agents to call in Orange County for their personal and professional needs. Why do they overwhelmingly call Melinda Johnson? Simple. It's the Melinda Johnson trifecta. Melinda Johnson is an attorney, real estate broker, and real estate agent. Does your family deserve the same professional services Southern California lawyers demand? Call Melinda Johnson at 714-863-5485. That's 714-863-5485 or on the web at freedomfirstproperties.com. Melinda has nearly 20 years' experience in law and real estate. When you want an experienced professional to help you get that bigger home, smaller home, retirement home, or first home, the experience of Melinda Johnson is unequaled in Southern California. Melinda consults with divorce, real estate, bankruptcy, and trust attorneys every day because attorneys demand professionalism and experience. Do you? Call Melinda Johnson at 714-863-5485. That's 714-863-5485.
This is Leland Smith, owner of Service Champions Heating and Air Conditioning, with a story about a man and a hyperactive dog. Our tech Luke was training a new Service Champions employee one day. When they entered the customer's home, they discovered two rather unusual things. First, a living room carpet with a groove worn in it like a racetrack. And second, a Jack Russell Terrier that was running around the track like a maniac. The customer was quick to explain she had been laid up in a cast and that poor dog hadn't got a proper walk for over 2 months. Well, Luke knew exactly what he needed to do. He took that Jack Russell out for a nice, long walk. About 45 minutes later, they returned, and let me tell you, that was one happy puppy. So if you want a company that goes the extra mile, or even two, call Service Champions for our $77 AC service. Just dial all sevens in either the 714-949 or 562 area code. Service Champions, heating, AC, and good deeds for free.
Listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Home and Finance Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted advice. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990, the real-time real estate segment being brought to you today by AskAboutReverseMortgages.com. Got equity in your house? It's over 62 years of age and tired of making mortgage payments? All you have to do is AskAboutReverseMortgages.com. They've got online webinars from the comfort of your home. You can get all of your questions answered, at least prior to the changes that are coming up in the next 90 days. Question today for the real-time real estate segment is flipping on the rise or not? Is there profit in flipping? What is flipping? Flipping, very simply, is those folks who are buying properties, usually a distressed property, either financial distress or maybe it needs some extra work being done on it, fixing it up, reselling it in a short period of time for a profit. We've talked to you many times about those folks that we have available to you through Ron Siegel Radio, who are actually in this business or can help you finance it. If you want to do some flipping of property, be a real estate investor. Generally, they're a short-term real estate place, 6 months or less. We've got some great partners who will be more than happy to fund the entire project if you know what you're doing. That is real-time real estate. Again, brought to you by AskAboutReverseMortgages.com. So let's get back to our conversation. We've been chatting this morning with John Sabarin, C.B. Richard Ellis, Lisa Swartz, our Fidelity National Title lady who comes in to share with us frequently, chatting about commercial real estate today. And I'll tell you, although I have been involved with the lease of several buildings, I've been involved with the purchase of several commercial buildings, I would not consider myself an expert in the field. So I do what I suggest you do. I reach out to those who know much more than I, look to their advice, and we've been chatting this morning again with John Sabrin about this. John's been doing this for just a day or two. Has the who's who of clients on his resume or his professional profile that I'm looking at. But John, let me ask you this question. Is commercial real estate similar to other specialties? So if I'm looking to rent office space, would I go to the same person that I would want for, you know, a medical building or an industrial building, manufacturing building, or do I go to somebody different for each of those?
It's a good question. You know, there's certainly different segments within commercial real estate, as you pointed out. Medical is definitely its own field. It's very similar. The leases are very much the same. You're negotiating, you know, operating expense provisions, rent, tenant improvement concessions, and it's just a different type of space. So you want to find a realtor or a commercial broker that knows the market, because there's what we call shadow space, might be hidden opportunities, things like that. There's a multiple listing service that most people use, but it's not as robust as the residential.
So then would a good or an experienced commercial person, will they keep track of when someone's leases are coming up to know what might be coming in the future?
Absolutely. Pretty much anybody that's successful in our business has a database just for their own data mining. I mean, just so you can understand who you should be talking to that's a potential client. And so if you're tracking comps, you just look at the spaces as they lease. You figure out how long a lease they put in place, and then you develop what we call a stacking plan. And you can actually see in the building which tenants are in it and when their leases expire. And so you can see when the big blocks of space are going to come up. And then you can let your client know, and that may not show up in the multiple service, but you got to be on top of it.
Well, you know something, that brings up a great thought then, because I wouldn't know if, based on what you're saying right there, and we know that most of us are of the opinion that the law of supply and demand applies to most everything. If you know that there's going to be a big block of space coming up in building X, it might be, you know, I don't know that. My idea of pricing may be way off on what I can release for or what the marketplace might have, because you know what basically some supply is going to be. If you know that supply is tight, you may want me to lease sooner rather than later, or you might tell me wait a little longer, something like that.
You know, there definitely that will affect your strategy, knowing certain things like that. But I would tell you it's not that big of a secret. I mean, amongst the active real estate brokers on the commercial side, I'd say in general, we all have a pretty good idea what's coming up. You just need to be able to advise your clients. It really, you know, the value that we provide, again, is more about our experience. So when we get into negotiating these documents, the details really matter. I mean, operating expense provisions can kill a lease. You might negotiate a $2 a square foot rental rate, but the operating expense provisions aren't, if they're not carefully drafted, the landlord can bill you way more than what your contract rent is. And so you really have to have carve-outs in those areas.
So how is it that I see certain businesses? I mean, I understand that, you know, you have a generally a lease term, what, 3, 5, 10 years, something like that?
Yeah, average lease term in Southern California is about 4 years.
About 4 years. But I see companies that end up going into business and they decide that it wasn't right for them and they're gone, you know, a year from now. Do they have to buy that out or pay it out, or are there provisions to get out of the lease?
Yeah, you know, if you're a credit tenant and you don't need the space anymore, you're going to be paying it because you contract for...
What does a credit tenant mean?
A credit tenant is somebody with a bond rating of, you know, BBB- or better.
Okay.
And then, you know, there's different degrees of credit, just like somebody applying for a loan, one of your clients. But if you're a small business and you don't have a lot of assets, and you contract for a large lease and all of a sudden your business doesn't need the space and can't pay it, you know, you're still going to have to pay that rent unless you just can't do it and you go bankrupt or something like that.
Interesting. So those are different types of provisions you've got. Is there a way to buy it out? Do you put that in a lease agreement?
Yeah, in most of the leases, what we try to do when we're representing tenants is put in an early termination provision. And that early termination provision usually comes at a certain time or times within the lease. And it typically would take a buyout penalty. So you basically pay the landlord back the commissions that they had to pay to structure the transaction, the tenant improvements that they had to put into the space for that particular tenant.
Well, that's fair. I mean, because if I don't want to close down my business, so to speak, in this, but I would assume that if it's not a real, real strong tenant, they've probably got personal guarantees as well.
They may have a personal guarantee, or a lot, in many cases, they have what they call a letter of credit from their bank.
Okay. So if I don't want to end up having to file bankruptcy, then basically I need to make sure I understand those provisions. Now, here's another question that I've often wondered. I have a lease. Am I better off, and I'm happy where I am, am I better off using an agent for the renewals, or can I just do that direct with the landlord?
I would tell you that you definitely want to use an agent, and the reason for that is if you're the guy's your best friend, it's even a good idea, because you want to have some kind of buffer between that relationship. But for the most part, you're dealing with a third-party landlord. It may be a different landlord than you leased from originally, because people sell buildings during lease terms. And what you want to do is create some leverage. So if you, let's say you're in 10,000 square feet and you want to stay, you want your agent to go find three or four other great 10,000 square foot opportunities, price those out to make sure you're not paying too much on your renewal, and then use those opportunities as leverage to renegotiate your new renewal lease with your existing landlord.
So it goes back to, most of us are ignorant, right? We don't know what the market is. We need somebody to, you know, I could probably go online and do my own heart surgery. It probably wouldn't go over real well. But
right.
It's the same thing.
It's the same thing. And my specialty, you know, over the years has really been renewing tenants' leases, restructuring tenants' leases, because a lot of times before the lease is up, you may need less space or you may need more space. So why not renegotiate early, take and basically make your place of business work for your business by restructuring that lease?
That's an interesting comment. Make your place of business work for your business. What does that mean?
Well, if you need 20,000 feet and you're in 10 and the landlord has additional space, you want to expand. If you want to shrink, a lot of times the landlord will let you shrink out of that obligation so long as you extend your term a little bit.
Interesting.
And that's called a lease restructure. We do a lot of that.
Now, do you write about that on tenantguardian.com?
Yeah, I have a lot of different, probably about... at this point, by about 30 or 40 articles on tenantguardian.com, you can read through a lot of the operating expense issues I talk about that get a little complicated. Probably I could spend a couple hours on it. And
probably put us all to sleep.
It'd be real boring.
For the right person, I'm sure it would be very important, right? I mean,
oh, yeah.
It's the same thing as many of these issues. But, you know, one of the things that I like to think about, you know, and I guess maybe it's because I'm reaching that, The retirement age seems to be creeping up on me. I like to think about
that. But you look so young.
That's, I've got a face for radio. The idea that I want to chat about, and we're going to do this when we come back, is talking about how we can use that commercial building as our retirement plan.
That's a great plan.
Interesting thought. We'll chat about that with John when we get back. We're also going to talk about credit quality improving. What does that mean? You're listening to Ron Siegel, Home and Finance Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. We're on Baby Watch today. Remember to reach me anytime. Call our off-air number, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us on Facebook as well, at Ron Siegel Radio. Or on Twitter, at Ron Siegel, S-I-E-G-E-L. Stay tuned to Ron Siegel Home and Finance Radio. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed rate loan below 3.75% interest? This means with $10,500 down, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of less than $1,350 per month. What are you paying for rent? Lows like these may not come our way again for a very long time. Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities and many other financing products, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or visit ronsiegelradio.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 6066 and 217037.
Southern California attorneys have over 15,000 real estate agents to call in Orange County for their personal and professional needs. Why do they overwhelmingly call Melinda Johnson? Simple. It's the Melinda Johnson trifecta. Melinda Johnson is an attorney, real estate broker, and real estate agent. Does your family deserve the same professional services California lawyers demand? Call Melinda Johnson at 714-863-5485. That's 714-863-5485 or on the web at freedomfirstproperties.com.
Southern California has so many things to see and do. The only problem can be the traffic. Hi, Jeff Matthews with Connell Chevrolet. We have an outstanding selection of Chevrolet Volts that are eligible for the HOV carpool lane sticker. We are offering a lease payment of only $279 per month plus tax for 36 months on all 2003 Volt in stock with an MSRP of $40,055. Remember, that's ConnellChevy.com. Find new roads.
Are you over 62 years old and tired of making mortgage payments? The government has set up special programs for our seniors to be able to purchase or refinancing a home and make no payments. Yes, there are specific requirements. But that's what Ron Siegel, your consumer advocate, will share with you on an individual basis. This is not the same program that years ago took your property away from you. You retain the title just like in any other home financing product, and when the time comes, this will be part of your estate, just like all your other assets. To learn more about this and other exciting products, contact the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit RonSiegelRadio.com.
Rates may change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 217037 and 6606.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Home and Finance Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted advice. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or any time at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. The Your Credit Matters segment being brought to you today by CreditSanitizer.com. Your credit report is wrong. That is a given. I've yet to see, in all of my years in the lending world, a completely accurate credit report. I've never, ever seen one. I actually saw a report the other day that had an 808 credit score, one of the highest ever, and I saw at least six errors on it, although I did see one the other day that had about 30 errors on it as well, and it was a little bit lower score. YourCreditMatters.com, brought to you today by CreditSanitizer.com. How about this report? The credit quality is improving for prospective renters in the first quarter this year, according to CoreLogic. The index increased to 104 compared to 102 a year ago and 99 in 2011. A value above 100 suggests improved credit quality among renter applicants and a decreased risk for lease default. I like that idea of decreasing the risk for lease default, but the idea being, get those credit scores up so you can get back into the purchase market. There are a lot of places where you can buy. There are a lot of programs now for the low down payments. That's where you really want to be looking for the long-term security of your family. That is Your Credit Matters, brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. And let's talk about the long-term security of your family if you are in business. Talking this morning with John Sabrin, C.B. Richard Ellis, Lisa Swartz, Fidelity National Title. We're chatting about commercial real estate, and I suggest, and I'm going to ask John for his opinion of this as well, I suggest if you own your own business, if you go out and buy your own space, be it office, industrial, manufacturing, whatever, you know, we've got some great partners who I refer people to all the time for financing. There's some great financing deals out there to buy your own space. If you pay off that space, when the time comes for you to retire and you've got a free and clear office building, industrial building, manufacturing building, whatever it is, you owe nothing on it, there is a lease market out there. How about that being your retirement income? You don't necessarily need to have $1-3 million in the bank if you've got $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 coming in every month. What do you think, John?
That's a great strategy. It's one that a lot of my clients and friends have used over the years. If you're going to be the main reason that you would buy a building as a business, though, it has to be strategically aligned with the core of your business. If you're a company that's growing real fast or has some uncertainty, you really don't want to buy, because then you might be stuck with something that you really don't need. But if you're a manufacturing company or you have a very stable office environment and you know you need that square footage for 15, 20 years, it's a great opportunity. You can buy it. You'll end up spending less money, especially if you buy in a down market with these low interest rates we've seen. You finish out your career 20 years later and you either sell the building and get a big pop, or you lease it out, as you suggest, and just get that monthly cash flow.
So it goes back to the same thing. You have to know what your business plan is. And I suggest that many of us, I know when I had my import-export business, we didn't really focus on 5 and 10 year plans. We were always busy fighting today's fires.
Yeah, I've heard that, you know, if you ever try to put together something longer than a 3 year business plan, you're just fooling yourself.
Might be, but you know something, we've got to plan something for our future. So, you know, maybe, you know, like you're suggesting, John, that we don't want to, you know, go buy there or something that's outside of our business focus as far as timing. But, you know, if I get my office, at least, you know, my personal situation, I like to be near the beach. Maybe you do too. Get an office, maybe a smaller office there, have my plant wherever I might need it to be that might be strategically located. And we're talking retirement planning as well as everything else.
Sure. You know, another thing you want to think about if you're buying a building for your business is what are you putting into that space, whether it be office space or industrial space. If you're putting huge amount of capital improvements into a building, it's better that you own it. Otherwise, you're improving the building for somebody other than yourself.
That's an interesting concept as well. I hadn't thought about that one. So where do we start? I mean, if I'm looking for an office space, what are the questions I need to have answers for when I call you?
There's a lot of questions these days. And it really, again, it focuses around your business. You really have to have a good strategic plan. There's a lot of things like sustainability that people care about. You know, a lot of these younger employees, they want to work for a company that's very green and concerned about the environment. So some of the older buildings are being redone into what they call LEED certified. It's a measure of the greenness of a building. And you're seeing a lot of that. You also want to be located close to your employees because they don't like to drive as far to work. They might want to ride their bike to work. Those are things that I didn't think about when I was first coming up in the business, but certainly it's something that people think about now.
I wouldn't have thought about that either. Okay, so I need to know about so what you're saying, what I'm hearing there then is – but I need to really be thinking about what my employees want as much as anything else.
It's important. We run what we call a scattergram for all of our clients, and basically what it shows is where all the employees live, and then we can do a heat map showing the shortest distance to work so we can figure out exactly the best location to locate that business. Now, oddly enough, it usually ends up real close to the CEO's house.
The scattergram or the building?
The building.
Yeah, you know something? I used to use that same heat map myself. It was if I would get overheated while I was driving to work. Now, my idea of a commute was probably about 4 miles.
Yeah, mine's a 2.5 minute ride on my bike from my house to my office.
Interesting. I like that idea. Saves on the gas costs in this day and age.
Well, the other thing that you probably take into consideration are the conveniences available for the employees, especially if they've got a larger office space, right? The availability of food,
gas. Amenities are a huge thing. And you'll see, you know, a lot of these larger business campuses, they'll have, you know, a food court within them, or they'll have a hotel next door. If they're doing a lot of international business, you want to be near a hotel. And that's why, you know, having that plan, a strategic plan to address all the needs of your business are important.
Well, that also goes with the green portion. If people don't have to get in their car to leave for lunch, they can walk. That, you know, that's something that a lot of business owners are taking into consideration now as well. And it helps them get employees.
Well, yeah, and their employees get back to work a lot faster too, because
exactly.
If they have to get in their car to go off site, they're going to be late. They're going to take an hour and 15 lunch instead of 45 minutes.
You know, that's kind of an interesting concept, because I know especially in some of the A buildings, I mean, you have to walk 15 minutes just to get to your car.
Yeah, parking structures are the bane of any of my last existences in large projects. That's why I like to be able to walk right into a ground floor space personally. But, you know, if you have a large business, that's that's just not realistic. I mean, you do have to get into these large projects if you're a 200,000 to 300,000 square foot business.
Interesting concept there. You know, so it all starts with the planning. So we've talked about the energy efficiency. We've talked about where our employees are coming from, although it sometimes sounds like that might be overridden by a single vote.
Yes.
We've also chatted a little bit. I mean, in my old life, we used to look at how the proximity to the harbor, right, and the import-export business, how
right.
far were we from for the drayage, for the containers to get to us?
Absolutely. That's if you're in the industrial business, that's huge. But oddly enough, if you notice, that all the major expansion for distribution has been in the Inland Empire because the cargo comes off the ships, gets straight out to the Inland Empire because there's big, you know, million and a half square foot buildings now, which that's kind of what you need to be, have a good distribution center, and you don't have the room for those in inner LA anymore.
So are they utilizing rail to get the
rail
cargo
and truck? In? Yeah.
Interesting. So you can get to the idea being there is like obviously somebody's doing, they've got some accountant, CFO, something like that, that's doing a cost analysis and realizing that the difference between their cost of the building or the land, real estate, is less than the cost of running the trucks out there all the time. Kind of counterintuitive to our green conversation.
Well, yeah, and it's also just the efficiency of the buildings too. I mean, you don't, you know, in a built-up area like, you know, near the ports, you can't find a million and a half square feet to build a building because they're all smaller buildings. They're in existence. You'd have to, you know, aggregate a lot of different properties, tear them all down, and build a new building, which would be costly.
And if you own the building that's right in the middle, you're in a great position.
Yeah.
Kind of interesting conversation. Chatting this morning with John Sabrin, CB Richard Ellis, about buying or investing or leasing your business facility. What do you need to know? Where do you go? After the same, you know, it's amazing how many areas we always end up in the same circle. It's about getting a great team of people. I would suggest, and I'm going to ask John to comment on this also, once you find a great commercial agent, might be wise to stick with them. I've always shared that the people, your professionals, your team around you, all talk to folks all day, every day. They've got some great information. You need to be calling your commercial agent, just like all your other professionals, on a semi-annual basis or an annual basis. See what they know. Maybe they can help you improve your business. Does that make sense?
Yes, certainly you want to stay in touch with your commercial agent. I mean, the best time to really talk to your agent every year when you're on a long-term lease is about March, because that's when your operating expense statements come out, where your landlord's billing you for the added cost, the CAM charges, things like that. And that's when you want to audit your landlord, and you need a good team to do that. You're going to need to work with your accountant. You're going to need to work with sometimes it could be a specialist that's all they do is operating expense audits. But your broker is going to know if you're getting overcharged just by looking at your statement. And believe it or not, it happens just about 85% of the time.
There you go. That's the nugget for this morning. Audit your landlord. And if you want more nuggets like that, you need to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Home and Finance Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to John Sabrin, CB Richard Ellis. Call me. I'll put you in touch with John. Lisa Swartz, Fidelity National Title, call me. I'll put you in touch with Lisa as well. Thanks to all our sponsors, and a very big thank you to John, who makes me sound good every day. Of course, a special thanks to you for spending a bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel, Home and Finance Radio. Again, if you have any questions, call me anytime, 800-306-1990. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
This is financial news and talk on the Astor Broadcast Station, AM 1450, KFSD, Escondido.